the agencies do not check the identity of the commenter, and they are not required either.
Hi, and welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office, celebrating 100 years of fact-based, nonpartisan government oversight. I'm Holly Hobbs. Before federal agencies make changes to regulations, they generally provide the public with an opportunity to comment on them. Some proposals have received extremely large numbers of comments in recent years, raising questions about how this information is used and where comments actually come from. Today we'll talk with GAO's Seto Bagdoyan, a director in our Forensic Audits and Investigation Service team, who has a new report out on how public comments are used in federal rulemaking. Thanks for joining us, Seto.
Hi, Holly. Thanks for having me on.
So what's a good example of a proposed regulation change that received an extremely large number of comments?
Sure. From fairly recent memory, I would point to the rulemaking on net neutrality starting in 2014 when the Federal Communications Commission proposed implementing net neutrality. It received about 3 million comments, which was the most ever that agency had received. In 2017, when the prior administration proposed repealing that rule, they received over 22 million comments. So that's quite a lot of comments.
So for the net neutrality decision, we looked at or surveyed some of the comments that were submitted. What did we find?
Sure. From the respondents to the survey, 63% of the respondents said that, yes, they were indeed the commenters. But on the other hand, 24% responded that they had never actually submitted the comment and they couldn't understand why that comment was associated with their name. And because of the elapsed time, I believe about 13% of respondents said that they did not recall making the comment.
So having that large of a number of people say, that's not my comment, seems like a big deal.
Yeah, it is concerning in terms of a survey result, but agencies are not really concerned about who submits the comment. It just didn't raise any alarms for them.
So if they're not checking the identities, how do they know whether they're legitimate or not?
Well, that raises the other good question in terms of, are the agencies really concerned about who is making the comment? They do not check the identity of the commenter, and they are not required either. And they also tell us that if they were to probe into the identity of the commenters, they suspect that there would be quite a chilling effect on the public's ability to submit comments freely and openly. So that is a consideration where they tend to back off from probing too deeply into the identity issue.
And I'm guessing the concern is when you get a lot of these comments that some are legitimate, but some could also be trolls or could even be foreign entities trying to interfere with our processes.
Right, exactly. And that has been a concern among the public, in Congress, and among media reporting. Who is actually submitting these comments and for what purpose? The agencies do not rely on the identity of the commenters when making their rules and finalizing them. Instead, they focus on the substance of the comments, regardless of who allegedly is making them. Some agencies accept anonymous comments. They have no insight in terms of who is submitting them at all.
So for the net neutrality proposal in 2017, who went through all those millions and millions of comments to see what people said?
Yeah, well, the agency, in this case, the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, have dedicated staff, including attorneys and other specialists who look through the comments. And at the time of our work, the tally of the 22 million broke approximately at 13 million pro-net neutrality, which meant do not repeal it. And then there were about 9 million comments who were anti-net neutrality and who were urging the FCC to repeal the rule.
So the balance of that did not match the decision.
That's correct. And that is an important point to make. All agencies, regardless of which administration they are operating under, emphasize that a public comment does not equal a vote on a particular rule, and it is not a headcount. In this case, 13 million pro-net neutrality did not supersede the 9 million anti-net neutrality. It was simply the agency reflecting then-President Trump's policy intent to repeal net neutrality, and that's what they did.
So Seto just told us that federal agencies will collect sometimes millions of comments from the public about proposed regulation changes. And while agencies may tally results, they aren't necessarily looking to see who's submitting comments, nor are they necessarily using comments to make decisions. So Seto, did we make any recommendations to agencies to improve the transparency of public comment data and its use?
Yes, we did. We made a total of 10 recommendations. We recommended that they better describe the data from the comments that they made available to the public, and especially focusing fully on describing the limitations of those data, like that the agencies do not verify the identity information that is associated with comments. And to follow up, we made a recommendation to the General Services Administration, that is the agency that runs regulations.gov, which is a consolidated system for public comments and rulemaking. We recommended that GSA coordinate with the various agencies we made recommendations to arrive at a workable solution, and all of the agencies agreed with the recommendations. And in fact, two or three of them have already implemented the recommendations. So that's good news on that front.
And last question, what's the bottom line of this report?
The bottom line of this report is that the agencies we reviewed had some level of comments where the actual commenters said they did not submit them. But again, this was not important for the agencies themselves. They didn't even dwell on that in our reporting, because what they are concerned about is the substance of the comments, something that moves the needle for a particular rule. And they're not really interested in identifying who the commenters are.
That was Seto Begdoyan talking about GAO's recent review of public comments used in federal rulemaking. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And make sure to leave a rating and review to let others know about the work we're doing. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.